Now, the scripture says we have the anointed that abide in us. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. Glory to God. You know, the Bible declares that faith comes by hearing and 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 hearing the Word of God and infinites. So as you hear the Word of God, faith cometh. You have to believe that. And you have to say, I believe faith cometh when I hear the Word of God. Because see, as believers, one mark about us is that we make confessions of God's Word. Amen. That's the mark of a believer, their mouth. Paul says, we have the same spirit of faith. Therefore, we believe and we say. We say. Now, you have to ask yourself, what do we believe? We believe the Word of God. Now, Isaiah says it like this with a question. Whose report will you believe? That's a choice. Is whose report will you believe? Then the answer comes, we will believe. Notice they are saying, we will believe the report of the Lord. Then Isaiah says, his report says we are healed. His report says we are filled. His report says we are rich, free. You just name all the good things that God has prepared for us. We have what? We have the same what? Spirit of faith. That's the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith, which we are, we're spirit of faith. We believe God's report. We believe the Word of God. Are you listening? Jesus says it like this, he who has ears to hear, let him be listening. Well, he wasn't talking about these two bubbles of here. He's talking about the inner ear, the ear of your spirit, your heart. Be hungry for the Word of God in such a way that you get hungry for food. Because man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. Say, I'm hungry for the Word of God. You see, why does Pastor, our faith coach, keep telling us to say it? Because this has to become habitual with us. You know, you develop a habit by taking a thought and thinking on it and then practicing it. Every time you practice this thought and meditate on it and imagine yourself or see yourself actually speaking or acting in line with this thought, eventually it's going to become a habit. A habit is what the scripture calls a stronghold in one's mind. Then it becomes a controlling factor. Now, I learned this years ago. The more senses, more your senses you involve in learning, the quicker you'll get it, the information. If, for an example, you're teaching a child how to read and you use the word P in the school, we didn't have hooked on phonics. No, they taught us to learn the names of the letters, the ABC. They didn't teach us the sound that the letters made because that's how you learn how to read. So I teach and I learn that, you know, and I tell my children, it's the sound that the letter makes. Like the letter P, it makes the P sound. So if you go and helping someone to learn and you want them to learn better, make them stand up, not make them, but encourage them to stand up and push the deck because they're putting more senses with it. So the more senses you put in it, the more touch, the sense of touch, push, right? The quicker they get it, right? That's why I said bring a pen, bring a notepad and write it. Not just hear it, but write it because you're involving more of your senses. Touch, hear, and seeing is being involved. You'll get the information in your spirit that much quicker. Because I know, as well as you know, we know together that all our challenges in life is right here. It's ignorance. That's what darkness means, ignorance. The absence from revelation knowledge. Light is revelation knowledge. It's information. Have you ever been in a meeting and then all of a sudden you say, I see it. Somebody look and say, what you see? What you see? It means I understand what he just said. I see it. I comprehend it. Hey, listen to me. That's why I saw in my heart writing things down. Just, hey, get the congregation. And I saw it this morning as I was just, you know, just fellowship with the Lord. Say, have everybody that have the anointing on the inside of them to stand up. How many of you know you have the anointing on the inside of you? I want you to stand up. You know you got the anointing on the inside of you. See, you're using your senses. Why do I do that? Because I'm a faith coach and I want you to win in life. God wants you to win. I want you to win because God wants you to win. Are you listening to me? The scripture says, this is the victory, or this is how you win. This is the victory that overcomes the world. That is telling you and I that the world or the world system, and Satan is the god of this world system, does not want us to win or to have victory. But the Bible says, God tells us, this is the victory that I have given you, and it has caused you and I to overcome the world that does not want us to win in life, even our faith. Hey, listen to me. That's why I'm your faith coach. If you want me to be, it's your choice. Now, quickly just write down, I have the anointing. That gets into you twice as fast. See, I want it in you. God want it in you, because the word won't work until it get into your spirit. And it has to go through your eye gate, your ear gate, into your mind. Say it out loud. I have the anointing. Yeah. Even if you don't spell it right, don't sweat it. They ain't nobody gonna be looking at your notes. I have the anointing. Come on, say, I have the anointing. Now turn to someone and tell them, I have the anointing. I don't know where you come from as far as religious or spiritual background, what church or organization you belong to. I don't know if you got started reading the Bible when you was 1 year old, 20 years old. I don't know where you are spiritually. And I can't, and I don't like, and it's not good to assume anything. So just teach everybody the basics. Hallelujah. Because you can always use the basics. We still use what 1 + 1 is. It's basic, but we still use it today. So I gotta come here, and I love what I do. I'm anointed to do what I do. I mean, it is God in me doing this. But I like winning. And because I love it so much, I want you to enjoy it too. And all of us are winners, right? But it starts here, how we think. I remember when I was a loser, and I was a loser because I thought like a loser. I was sick because I hung around people that talked about sickness all the time. Hey, this is the flu season. I am not going to ask anybody in here, has anyone ever said that? So you have an anointing, right? You have to say that. You have to say, I have God's anointing on the inside of me. So I'm a teacher. I get excited and sound like I'm preaching, but I can preach, but I don't hoop. I ain't got nothing against hooping, but I don't hoop. So you want a hooper, you ain't going to like this place. Because I'm going to stand flat-footed and I'm going to teach you. And this ministry is all about faith, love, and the anointing. So you're going to have faith messages running out of both your ears, because you can't please God without it. But basically, 90% of the time, I'm going to teach.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph Endeavor Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God. And God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing work by love. You have a good week.